Congressman, good morning. Always appreciate your time.
And it's great to be with you, Chris.
Congressman, what are your emotions as you come into the final week and a half or so of your term in Congress?
Well, you know, I'm proud of the work we've done, but, you know, upset at the lack of progress on so many other issues in Congress. We're on track to be the least productive Congress in our nation's history. I can say that official now as looking at what's on the calendar for next week. You know, we got to end partisan gerrymandering. That's my big takeaway. You know, I'm not going back to Congress, not because I didn't do a good job or because the voters had a bad opinion of me. I'm not coming back because of gerrymandering. It's the thing that is just wrecking Congress because there's no incentive to work together. And that's what we're seeing right now is Republicans continue to kick the can down the road. They didn't pass the budget. They can't pass the farm bill. You know, we are just basically putting Band-Aids on right now in the last 2 weeks of Congress so that we can at least keep the lights on.
As you reflect on your time, Congressman, are there accomplishments that you're the proudest of that you were able to achieve? And maybe on the flip side, what were your biggest frustrations on things that you couldn't get done?
You know, I think one of the things that really should be the story is the, you know, how responsible Democrats have been in the House. All the big things that we've done in this Congress have been bipartisan with the support mainly from Democrats. That's passing a budget, that's raising the debt ceiling, you know, and it's supporting our allies in Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. And, you know, as I look to the next Congress where Republicans have an even smaller majority, I just don't think they're going to be able to get their act together. They're going to have to rely on Democrats again, which, you know, it's good to have a seat at the table for these bills, but it's just a real sign that you're going to continue to see more chaos and confusion in the House on the Republican side because they still can't agree with themselves on a lot of these issues, including the budget, which, again, we didn't pass a budget this year, and we didn't pass a farm bill.
Congressman, earlier this week, you and your colleague Jim Clyburn introduced the Civil Nuclear Export Act, which would boost U.S. competitiveness in global civil nuclear exports market and bolster the U.S. national security. Can you tell us a little bit more about this legislation and what your hope is in accomplishing with it?
Yeah, no, you see Russia and China dominating civil nuclear power. So this isn't nuclear weapons. This is, you know, civil nuclear power, you know, plants. And they compete aggressively. Most of the technology, you know, the new construction is theirs. What my bill does with Congressman Clyburn from South Carolina is it would allow the U.S. Export-Import Bank to get aggressive in supporting U.S. civil nuclear around the world. We should be exporting that technology. We should be exporting, getting those jobs here in the U.S. and bringing home that money for our companies. So it's a good bill. It's something as we're talking about, you know, fighting the climate crisis. You know, there's definitely a role for nuclear power, and this is one of those bills that will be really helpful.
We talked with Senator Budd on our show earlier this week, and he mentioned the need for the Defense Authorization Act to be done before Congress adjourns. Do you feel like that's going to get done?
Yeah, we just passed that in the House yesterday, and it appears to be moving on to the Senate. And that's something that is important for our troops, you know, a really good pay increase. For our troops, that's a big deal. That was important for me. And, you know, we're going to see that move in the Senate, I guess, next week.
Visiting with Wiley Nickel, North Carolina 13th District Congressman. Do you get the sense, Congressman, that anything else of note is going to get done before the House adjourns in about a week and a half?
No, the last thing is passing what we call a continuing resolution, a CR, and that is just a temporary budget. Right now, if we don't do that, the federal government will shut down on December 21st. Just a few days before Christmas. No one wants that. We're still negotiating on what's in this CR, but it really it's just kicking the can down the road. We've had a full year to pass a budget, and we haven't been able to do it. But that's the you know last thing other than just wrapping up you know a lot of the other sort of things and getting stuff set for the next Congress. We got to get it done. I'm optimistic we will, and I'm going to continue doing the work I can with my Republican colleagues, the folks in my district, you know, a Republican district that I won in 2 years ago, want folks to work together. I think that was the message from this last election, too. The Democrats, you know, up and down the ballot who were willing to work across the aisle and solve problems were rewarded. And, you know, that's the work I continue to do.
Congressman, after you leave Congress, what's next for you?
Well, you know, we're taking a good look at a lot of options. First and foremost is that Senate race coming up in 2 years. It's one that would make a huge difference for North Carolina. And You know, as you've heard me talk about gerrymandering a whole bunch, the Republicans cannot gerrymander the boundaries of the state of North Carolina. So I'm really optimistic about what, you know, the Senate race looks like in 2 years. Again, you know, we elected Josh Stein. We elected Democrats up and down the ballot. Now Allison Riggs, you know, for the Supreme Court, you know, winning by just over 600 votes shows that, you know, when you Democrats can and continue to win in North Carolina. Obviously, we didn't win the presidential race, but we won just about everything else. And that gives me a lot of hope for the direction of our state.
Congressman, what do you make of the moves by the General Assembly to override Governor Cooper's vetoes of that bill that would strip powers away from some of the incoming members of your party that were elected in November?
I think Democrats, Republicans, and independents should be really upset at what we're seeing out of the legislature. You know, they use disaster aid as a smokescreen to push through a brazen power grab. And they're frankly just punishing voters for electing Democrats to statewide offices. They're stripping elections away from Josh Stein as our next governor. They're restricting the attorney general's ability to fight for consumers. They're creating judicial positions to be handpicked by the legislature instead of elected by the people. It's a real shame. And it shows, you know, why gerrymandering is so effective. The Republicans in the legislature are only accountable to Republican primary voters. You know, less than 10% of the folks in the legislature are actually accountable to voters in November. The other 90% really just care about, you know, how they do in their Republican primary or Democratic primary. So when we get fair maps, we end that, we're going to have a lot better public policy, and we won't be seeing these extreme brazen power grabs.
North Carolina 13th District Congressman Wiley Nickel. Congressman, I've always appreciated our time and our visits together and look forward to many of those more in the future. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Hey, happy holidays to you. And I was waiting for the Bill Belichick question.
Yeah, well,
that was top of mind for me. I still am just I have no idea how they landed him, but that was just amazing news yesterday.
It's going to be interesting to see the dynamics between the football program and the basketball program in Chapel Hill moving forward.
Yeah, sure. I hope this means a bunch of wins.
Well, I think a lot of folks in Light Blue are hoping for that. Congressman, we need to get together and watch a football game sometime soon.
Let's do it.
All right, Congressman Nickel, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it.